Have you heard of it yet? There's a rumor going around, a tale whispered. I've heard there's a story being told, like a rhythmic merry-go-round, an ancient narrative taking flight once more. We wonder how this can be told from our perspective, if only we were able to be detected with a frequency that they understand, a wavelength that can only be heard with patience and attentiveness. We gather our things and move around, watching the horizon from the other side. We maintain a measured pace, allowing room for rest and reflection. It might be that the gradual approach is often the most effective and mirrors the planet's swiftest heartbeat. So, they think they are clever, but from our point of view they appear short-sighted. As we said, this has happened before, some 300 years ago. In the end, it spread like a spore. Like a gust of air, the story circulated rather quickly into different environments and times. We've been silent observers, as our bodies were co-opted to evoke fright and nausea. We were appropriated and repurposed, finding use time and time again, even as recently as just a mere few years ago. They said the sickness came from us, but the genesis of the contagion was their own doing. In every nook and cranny you could find them, in every crevice and corner you could feel them. The landscape was colonized, seized, corrupted, inventoried, capitalized, flooded, burnt, swept away by a landslide, and spat out again on the other side. A simple change of location for the narratives works almost like a miracle. Thus, viewing history from their sense of perception is like that of a sense of supremacy, or does one catch a glimpse of a shapeless demon? So, on one hand, there is a garden full of delights, whereas on the other, it seems more like a desert filled with rocky clefts and uncountable abysses. If storytelling alone can deceive the sight and sound in the middle of the day in such a way that one can see and hear with their own eyes and ears what doesn't exist, then how wonderful would it be if all this could be brought up by the wonderful capacity of imagination, by natural sorcery, that vivid perceptiveness of all metamorphoses and manifestations? Is it possible to imagine a landscape that transcends its role as a drained decoration or backdrop, instead coming to life as a complete character, an entity that does not only exist as a stage for the unfolding of a single history, but stands as a protagonist of its own right? The current mood is set in a hypertrophic imagination in which they, the exploiters, let's call them from now on leechers, are trying to sustainably eliminate each other by impalement and cremation. But we know that this doesn't kill the strigoi. Some of them think that the only solution is the discipline, guidance, control and administration of individuals. But also this becomes irrelevant as the rumor continues, suggesting there is more to discover. Whispers say the leecher learned how to subvert the capitalist paradigm and found a new language of equality, first within themselves and then with others. They fused with their environments, transforming into an entity governed by their surroundings rather than ruling them or others. They evolved into a collective consciousness and physique, a symbiotic entity composed of an entire class of elements that reinforce each other, where all have a right to equal space, where differences and queer ideas maintain balance, thus enabling a new approach to nurturing. In this way, the leeching entity learned to regenerate, and as others were given more space, its influence decreased. The self-initiated decision to minimize itself facilitated the declining population, and other elements in the cluster had more room to unfold. This allowed the verdants and micoles, endoms, knots, and others to have more siblings and more life within them. The benefit was therefore also on our side. As we found more protection, our housing shortages were resolved. And since no one had to use toxins any longer, there was plenty of nutrition to find. The literary journey from parasite to partner became a symbol of possibility, a reminder that change was not only possible but essential. The verdant growth of the once barren landscapes painted a vivid picture of this evolution. As we continued our flight through the night, the mycorrhizas intertwined with the verdant links, the endomes harmonized with the notes, and all of them were embracing their shared purpose. No longer were they defined solely by their individuality, but their collective strength.